You know that specific type of exhaustion?
Oh, I do.
I'm not talking about the physical tiredness, like after you've been hauling gear around all day. I mean, that hollow feeling when you've done the work,
Right.
you've shot the images, you've defined your niche, you even sent that that terrifying intro email to a dream client. You feel like you've done everything right.
The I'm doing all the things phase, it's so exhausting because it just feels like you're running on a treadmill.
Right. Because you look at the marketing side of your business, you open up Instagram, and it just feels like, well, passive scrolling with a side of creative burnout. You're shouting into the void, and the void is not hiring you.
It's the classic photographer's dilemma, isn't it? The creative engine is just firing on all cylinders. You're making great work. But the business engine, the part that actually brings in the money and sustainability, is just stalling out.
Exactly. It's that futility of posting a beautiful photo. You obsess over the color grade for an hour, and then you just slap on a caption that says, like, shot this last week,
Followed by a camera emoji.
followed by a camera emoji. Or you look at your website and realize your blog is just gathering digital cobwebs because you've convinced yourself that nobody reads blogs anymore.
Which, looking at the data we have for this, is a massive misconception. But the reality is, if that is your approach, just random posting, ignoring your website, you're not marketing. You're just hoping.
Hoping and scrolling. So today we are unpacking a deep dive we've titled From Feed to Funnel. And we've pulled together strategies that are specifically designed to fix this disconnect.
Okay.
The mission here is pretty specific: transforming your digital presence from a total afterthought into a strategic asset. We are moving from posting like a fan to marketing like a pro.
I love that distinction. And honestly, for a lot of listeners, this is going to require unlearning some bad habits. We have to stop treating social media like a gallery and start treating it like a machine.
Before we get to the tactics, we have a very specific workflow coming up that turns one photo shoot into six pieces of marketing content.
Which is a lifesaver for time management.
It really is. But first, we have to eat our vegetables. We have to talk about the funnel.
I know. It's the word that makes creative people just break out in hives. It
Yeah.
sounds so corporate, like you need an MBA to understand it.
It does. It feels cold, transactional. But the source material argues that if you don't build a funnel, you're essentially trying to marry someone on the first date.
That's a perfect way to put it. Let's just strip away the buzzwords for a second. The funnel isn't complex. It's just the journey someone takes to trust you.
Okay.
It has three parts. At the top, you have discovery. That's just someone finding you on Instagram, your blog, a Google search, whatever.
So that's just getting eyeballs on the work, awareness.
Right, but awareness doesn't pay the rent. So then you have the middle of the funnel. This is the stickiness phase. So,
Stickiness.
yeah, they're checking out your portfolio. They're actually reading your captions to see if you sound sane, maybe clicking through to your website. They're deciding if you're relevant to them.
And finally, the bottom.
The bottom is action. They reach out, they reply to an email, or, they book a call.
So the goal of this deep dive is really just to connect those dots, because I think for most of us, we get stuck at the top. We get the views, maybe the likes, the fire emoji comments from other photographers, but they're not sliding down to the hire me part.
Precisely. Your Instagram and your blog, they live at the top and middle of that process. Their job isn't to be a static gallery. Their job is to nudge the right people closer to the bottom.
Right.
But, and this is the big caveat, that only works if you treat them like tools, not trophies.
Tools, not trophies. Let's dig into that. We'll start with the biggest, loudest tool in the shed, Instagram.
Of course.
The source material calls it your fastest, easiest brand visibility tool, but it also says we're using it wrong.
We are. Most photographers use Instagram as a trophy case. Look how pretty this picture is. Validate me. And that's fine for a hobbyist. But if you want to run a business, you have to shift to leverage. You have to stop looking at Instagram as a place to get likes from your friends and start looking at it as a place to solve problems for strangers.
One of the tactics that really stood out to me here was showing your work in context. It seems so obvious, but then when I look at my own feed, I realize I just don't do it.
Because we're obsessed with the image itself, the pixels, the sharpness, the composition, but clients. Clients don't hire images, they hire results. They hire an asset that goes somewhere to do a job.
So practically speaking, let's say I've just shot a great product photo of a burger. The trophy mentality is just posting the high-res JPEG.
Right.
What's the tool approach?
The tool approach is showing that burger on a billboard mockup. or showing it as a banner on a mock website, or taking that image and showing how it looks in a grid layout, the way a brand would use it on their own feed.
Interesting. So you're forcing the client to visualize the end result for them.
Exactly. You're doing the mental heavy lifting for them. If a marketing director at a food brand sees just a burger, they think, nice burger. If they see that burger on a mocked up bus stop ad, they think, oh, that's my summer campaign done. You stop looking like a picture taker and you start looking like a brand partner.
You're signaling, I understand where this image lives and how it makes you money.
That's it. That is a massive shift in perception. It turns you from an artist into a business solution. And it separates you from the thousands of other people just posting pretty JPEGs.
And it probably frames your price point differently too.
Oh, absolutely. Partners get paid more than pixel pushers.
Okay, so context is key. That leads us to the second tactic, sharing the process. Now, everyone says share BTS behind the scenes. We see people dancing on TikTok or showing a generic time lapse. But the source says there's a deeper value here than just like entertainment, right?
Right. Entertainment is fine, but it attracts an audience, not necessarily clients. For a potential client, showing the process reveals how you think. It's a competence signal.
So it's not just look at me on set having fun. It's look at how I solve problems.
Yes. Show your lighting setup, sure. But explain why you chose that setup. Talk through how you approach the concept. And here's the one that really builds trust. And this is scary for people. Share what went wrong.
That feels so counterintuitive. Doesn't admitting a mistake make you look like an amateur?
Quite the opposite. Amateurs hide mistakes because they're ashamed. Professionals fix them.
Ah.
If you say, we ran into this issue with the lighting because of the reflection on the bottle, and here is how we fixed it, you are proving resilience. You're telling the client, when things go wrong on your shoot, and they will, I know how to handle it.
That is actually incredibly reassuring.
Yeah.
It removes the fear that you just got lucky with a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
It proves the result is reproducible.
Exactly. It builds authority. It says, I am a safe pair of hands.
Let's talk about the captions. Tactic number three for Instagram is speaking to clients, not peers.
Mm.
I feel like this is the inside baseball trap.
Oh, it's rampant. Photographers love to write captions for other photographers. We talk about f-stops, shutter speeds, the specific modifier we used, shot on the 85mm at 1.4 with a pro mist filter.
And meanwhile, the client is just scrolling right past.
The client, the marketing director at a skincare brand, doesn't know what an 85mm is, and frankly, they don't care. They care about their sales, their brand image. You need to use your captions to speak directly to their pain points.
The source gave some really crisp examples of this. Instead of the technical jargon, you write something like, if you're a boutique food brand prepping for the holiday season, here's what you should be thinking about visually.
See the difference? That flags down the specific client. It's like a dog whistle for the person who has the budget. Another great one was, packaging tip for skincare brands. Avoid too much white space unless your images are doing the heavy lifting.
That is pure value. You're giving them free consulting right there in the caption.
And that positions you as an expert. Even if you're explaining lighting, explain the why in client terms. Instead of, I used a hard light source, say, this lighting setup is ideal for small product shoots where you need to make the texture pop on a mobile screen.
You're educating them on what they need to ask for.
Yeah.
It seems like this all boils down to empathy.
Yeah.
Putting yourself in the client's shoes. But I can hear listeners thinking, okay, but what do I actually post on a Tuesday? The source outlines 4 content pillars to keep things rotating.
Yes, and having killers saves your sanity. If you wake up every day trying to invent a new concept, you will burn out. Pillars give you a rhythm.
Okay, there were they.
So pillar 1 is portfolio highlights. This is simply showing the work you want to get hired to do more of.
Right. Dress for the job you want. Don't post weddings if you want to shoot sports.
Exactly. Pillar 2 is behind the scenes, which we just discussed, building that trust and curiosity.
Got it.
Pillar 3 is client results or testimonials. This is the proof. I solved this problem for this person, and look how happy they are.
And finally, pillar 4.
Educational and insightful, which is exactly what we were just talking about. Teaching, inspiring, sharing those tips about packaging or lighting. When you rotate those 4, you build a story. You position yourself as a creative partner, not just a hired hand.
I love that. It takes the guesswork out of what do I post today? You just look at the rotation. Okay, let's pivot. We've talked about the fast-paced, dopamine-hit world of Instagram. Now let's talk about the thing many people think is dead, the blog.
The dead myth. It's so persistent. Nobody reads anymore. It's all video. Blogs are from 2010.
But the source material disagrees aggressively. It calls the blog your SEO powerhouse and the anchor. Why do we need an anchor when we have Instagram?
Because Instagram is volatile. It moves too fast. A post on Instagram has a lifespan of, what, 24 to 48 hours?
If that.
Then it's gone, buried. A blog post sticks around. It lives on Google. It's searchable for years.
So Instagram is for discovery, but the blog is for validation.
Validation and intent. Think about how you use the internet. You scroll Instagram when you're bored. You search Google when you have a problem. Best photographer for jewelry in Chicago. How to style food for a photo shoot. If you have a blog post answering those questions, you are meeting the client when they are holding your credit card looking for a solution.
So how do we treat the blog differently? The guide mentions tactic one, think like a problem solver.
This goes back to the diary versus resource distinction. Most photographer blogs are diaries. I had a fun day at the studio with Sarah. Look at the cute dog. And that's nice for your mom to read.
Right.
But a commercial client doesn't care. Your blog should be a resource answering questions your clients are actually typing into Google.
Give us some examples. What are clients Googling?
They're asking things like, what kind of product photography converts sales? Or how to prep food for a brand shoot? Or best lighting for showing off packaging texture?
And if you write an article with that exact title, you're showing up right when they have the problem.
Exactly. You are meeting them at the point of need. And each article builds trust and improves your SEO ranking. You become the expert before you've even spoken to them.
I can see how that works for general advice. But what about showing your actual work? The source suggests a specific format for case studies.
Yeah, the challenge, approach, results, and lessons learned. This format is gold. It turns a portfolio piece into a story.
So, the challenge.
That's what the client was struggling with. Maybe their old photos didn't look premium enough. Then the approach. How did you solve it? The results. Show the final images. Show where they ended up. And then lessons learned.
This seems fantastic for local SEO, too. Mm-hmm. If you mention the client's name, the city, the type of project.
It absolutely is. Skincare photography in Austin, Texas. Google eats that up.
Yeah.
And it gives you a library of content to repurpose later.
And tactic three for the blog, I'm so guilty of forgetting this one, is the call to action. The CTA.
You cannot leave them hanging. You've just proven you're an expert. You've shown them a great case study. And then, crickets. Every post must end with a nudge.
Like, planning a product launch. Let's talk.
Or, want photos that match your brand tone? Drop me a line. Or even softer, book a consult to build a shot list. You have to make it easy for them to go from reader to lead.
Okay, so we have the feed, Instagram, which is the handshake, and the anchor, the blog, which is the conversation. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. This was the aha moment of the entire deep dive for me.
The ecosystem.
Yes, the ecosystem. How these things actually work together.
This is the workflow that changes everything. Because right now, most people treat these as separate jobs. Today I do Instagram, tomorrow I do a blog. The source proposes this concept of one shoot equals six touch points.
I want to walk through this slowly because this is the antidote to burnout. Let's use a hypothetical. I just did a spec shoot for a cold brew coffee brand. Step one, I shoot the project.
Right. You do the creative work. You have the assets.
Step two, post the BTS and the final image on Instagram with a short caption.
That's your immediate visibility. The, hey, look what I'm doing moment. It hits your current followers, keeps the pulse alive.
Step three, the deep work. You write that deep dive blog post we just talked about. The concept, the lighting challenge, the condensation on the can, the final result.
Now you've created a permanent asset on your website that's working for you while you sleep.
Step four, create a PDF one-pager of the shoot. This one surprised me. Why a PDF?
This is brilliant for cold outreach. You take the best images and the key stats from the blog, put it on a PDF. Now, when you email a similar brand, you aren't just sending a link they might ignore. You're attaching a case study.
It looks so much more professional.
It does. It looks like an asset.
Okay, step five. Email your existing list with the link to the blog post.
Hey, just finished this project. Thought you'd find the breakdown interesting. You're nurturing the people who already know you, reminding them you exist without screaming, book me.
And step six, boost the original Instagram post to your target market.
Right. Put a little money behind it, even $20. Target marketing directors or small business owners in your niche. Make sure the right eyes see it. So look what you just did.
One photo shoot.
You did one photo shoot, but you created an Instagram post, a blog post, a sales PDF, an email newsletter, and an ad.
That is efficiency. You are milking every ounce of value out of the work you already did.
And that is how you market without burning out. You are not creating new content every single day. You are repurposing and distributing the same content strategically. You're working smarter, not harder.
But I have to play devil's advocate here. Even with that workflow, writing a blog post, making PDF, it sounds like a lot of work for one person.
It is work, but it's high-value work. It's much better than scrolling for 2 hours. And the source provides a light calendar to prove it's manageable if you space it out. You don't do all of this on a Monday.
So what does a realistic week look like for a solo photographer?
The mantra here is batch it, schedule it, focus on the next shoot.
Yeah.
Monday, Instagram. Post your BTS and a short insight. That takes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Wednesday, the blog post goes live. You maybe wrote it on Tuesday. You post a teaser on Instagram stories pointing to it. Friday, Instagram again. Final image with a value-driven caption.
That's it. 3 days of posting.
That's it for the weekly rhythm. And then once a month, you do the big one, the deep dive shoot breakdown sent via email.
That feels incredibly doable. It's not the post 3 reels a day advice that makes everyone want to just quit.
No, because that advice is for influencers. And this requires a real identity shift. You have to realize you are not a content creator. You are not trying to be famous. You are a working photographer who markets effectively.
I think that distinction releases so much pressure. You don't have to dance. You don't have to chase trends. You just have to document your value.
Exactly. If you're chasing trends, you're always behind. If you're documenting your expertise, you're building a library.
So let's bring this all home. We've covered a lot, from the mindset of the funnel to the nitty-gritty of blog SEO and that killer workflow.
Yeah.
What is the big takeaway for you?
The big takeaway is that the feed is the funnel and the blog is the anchor. Together, they create visibility and momentum. But, and this is the crucial part, it only works if you stop showing up as a fan of your own work.
Right. Stop admiring the trophy.
Stop showing up as a fan and start showing up as a partner. Think process. Think value. Think client first. When you do that, you aren't just making noise. You're building a bridge between your talent and your next client.
That's powerful. And I want to leave our listeners with a provocative thought to mull over today, something to check themselves against.
Sure.
If a potential client, your dream client, looked at your Instagram feed right now, this very second, would they see a collection of pretty pictures that looks like a gallery? Or would they see a partner who understands their business problems?
That is the question that defines your marketing.
It really is. Go take a look at your feed with fresh eyes. Thank you so much for diving into this with us.
Always a pleasure.
And to you listening, stop scrolling, start funneling. We'll see you in the next deep dive.